socks on this morning. Can you see them? It's the Coyote from Bugs Bunny. And these were given to me by Wanda Clinty. She's a very dear friend. And they belong to her husband, Doug. And I'm wearing them kind of to remind us that he's still alive. And socks just kind of make me happy. And so I thought I'd wear these this morning. Now, we've been talking about the Resurrection X because we want to kind of remember the main characters. Oh, my. Wasn't counting on that. The main characters of the Easter story. And we talked about last Sunday was Palm Sunday. And the Bible tells us that Jesus rode into Jerusalem on a donkey. And the donkey was a symbol of peace. And Jesus came to bring peace to the earth. So we were reminded of why Jesus came. And then we have the 30 pieces of silver. We only have three. And they were to remind us of a guy named Judas, a pretender, who pretended to be a disciple, even though he really wasn't. He was motivated by money and power. And when he found out Jesus was going to be the Prince of Peace, he didn't want that. And so he turned Jesus over to the religious authorities. Now, we also learned about the chalice, which is a fancy name for a cup. You see, Jesus got his disciples all together and had a big meal. And during the meal, he gave special meaning to the bread and the wine that was in the cup. At the very end, he said, "This is this wine that is in this cup is to remind you of the forgiveness that I will give you in the days ahead." You see, Jesus actually told his disciples that he was going to die and that he was going to be resurrected from the dead. And they didn't really believe it, and they should have. But the cup reminds us of God's forgiveness. Right after the dinner, he took his disciples into the Garden of Gethsemane where he prayed. They slept, unfortunately, didn't do what he wanted them to do, but they slept. And he asked the Lord, if possible, that he could avoid the cross just because it was a terrible way to die. But he said, not my will, but your will be done. And God's will was for him to die for our sins. This is to remind us of the whip that the Romans used. The Romans were cruel in their punishment. And they took a whip that had metal in the ends of it, and they literally ripped the skin off his back. And so we're to remember the Roman soldiers who were so mean. The Roman soldiers also had a crown of thorns that they made and put on his head, made fun of him, called him the King of the Jews. Again, the Roman soldiers were so incredibly cruel to him. And then they took him on a wooden cross and they drove nails into his hands and his feet. A terrible, terrible, painful death that Jesus went through. And you know why he went through it? Because we needed it. We needed forgiveness. And then we have the die that reminded us again that the Roman soldiers, they cast lots for his clothing and again mocked him and made fun of him. And then we have the spear, which reminds us that he really did die. You see, the other two thieves on the cross, on either side of him, had their legs broken. But when they came to Jesus, he was already dead. And so they took the spear and put it into his side to make sure. And he was dead. And then this little piece of linen is to remind us of two guys, Joseph and Nicodemus. And the scripture tells us that they went to Pilate and they asked for the body of Jesus. And what they did is they took his body and they washed it, dried it, and wrapped it in linen with different kinds of spices and perfumes. And it's to remind us that he really did die and he really was put in a grave. And then the rock. Of course, this is a little rock. But the Bible tells us that they rolled a stone in front of the tomb. And the reason they did that is they didn't want anybody stealing Jesus' body. You see, the religious authorities were scared to death that they were going to steal his body. And so they rolled a stone in front of it. And they also not only rolled a stone in front of it, but they had some Roman soldiers who were there to make sure that no one got Jesus out of the tomb. We come to the final egg, and guess what? It's empty. It's empty because it is to remind us that Jesus was not in the tomb when Mary and Mary got there. Listen to what it says in verse 5 of Matthew 28. The angel spoke to the women. Don't be afraid, he said. I know you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. Here's the part I like. He isn't here. He is risen from the dead just as he said would happen. You see, those disciples then were able to remember, oh my goodness, Jesus did say that he would come back to life. And we need to remember that Easter is not about death, it's about life. It's about life in Jesus Christ. And we need to remember that with all the fun, Easter egg hunting and all, there's nothing wrong with that. But we must always remember that Jesus went to the cross, died on the cross, and came back to life so you and I could have forgiveness of our sins and have eternal life. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes him should not perish but have everlasting life. You see, kids, if you don't have Jesus, you don't have everlasting life. My prayer for you is that you would think about what that means, whether you have or you hadn't. And maybe when we meet together again, you can place your faith in him if you haven't. I'm going to pray for you right now, and I'm going to pray that you would understand what Easter is all about. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for these kids. And Father, this is a crazy Easter. The first Easter, many of us have not been to church with our family. I pray these kids would understand that people are the church, and that wherever they are today, they are the church, and they can learn and worship you at their homes until we're able to get back together again. But most of all, Father, I pray for these kids that understand what Easter is about. Easter is about forgiveness. It's about a future called eternal life. And Father, I pray that we would understand how important that is. For it's in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.